See, every life that is here is capable of joy, is capable of blissfulness, is capable of ecstasy. The only problem is they're not able to sustain it. The problem is of sustainability. Everybody knows moments of all this. But to be there, you have not built the necessary foundations. See, if there is a wall, you can jump up and have a peep. Or you can go on a trampoline and have a little longer peep, but you'll come down. But if you build a ladder, which is not so romantic as jumping, but if you climb up, you're across the wall. Instead of calling it by different names like blissfulness, ecstasy, this, that, pleasantness, highest level of pleasantness, this is what every human being wants. If your body is pleasant, we say it is health. If it becomes very pleasant, we say it's pleasure. If your mind is pleasant, we say this is peace. If it becomes very pleasant, we say this is joy. If your emotions are pleasant, we say this is love. If it becomes very pleasant, we say it's compassion. If your very life energies are pleasant, we say this is bliss. If it is very pleasant, we say this is ecstasy. If your surroundings have become pleasant, we say you're a success. This is all every human being is seeking, isn't it? Nothing more. You want your insides pleasant, you want your outsides pleasant. This is all a human being is seeking. Outside pleasantness, you need people's cooperation. Yes? It is a craft. You have to arrange, you have to compromise, you have to deal with situations properly. Creating outside pleasantness is a certain talent, a certain capability. Not everybody is able to do the same thing on the outside. But when it comes to interiority, all of us are equally capable. Nobody has come better endowed than the other. Every human being is capable of the same thing in the inward dimension. So, somebody is sitting in a state of ecstasy, how to get there? Is it possible for me? Don't even ask the question, is it possible? If it is possible for me, it is for sure possible for you. But what I do on the outside, is it possible for you? Maybe, may not be. But what I do on the inside, is it possible for me? Definitely, definitely possible. Inner experience, nobody can be denied. External capabilities are different. So, what needs to be done? Whatever you've been through, the inner engineering is the fundamental. If you get this one thing right, you will naturally grow into that. The problem is, every day you keep undoing it. Do you understand? So every day in the morning you do this, now we're giving the Isha Kriya CD also all over Mumbai. But every day in the morning you give yourself a 3-minute crash course in inner engineering. You will see, in 3 months' time, you will be feeling very pleasant. In 6 months' time, if you simply look at a tree, you will burst into ecstasy. If you look at a cloud, you'll burst into ecstasy. If you close your eyes, you'll get there. No matter what, you just need an excuse, you will become like that, for sure. Because these are the fundamentals. That's why I'm saying it's engineering, because if you want to engineer something, you have to do it right, otherwise it'll not work. You can't somehow… See, you want to build this building, you can't somehow place something and hope it will stand. It will not stand. You have to place it in a certain way, then only the building stands up, isn't it? Similarly, you have to hold yourself in a certain way, then only this experience holds up. Otherwise, moments up and then down.